I'm waiting for a gentleman caller to come over. See, this show is going to be totally dedicated to Big Fatty, because Big Fatty does it the best. I'm using the Big Fatty algorithm, because he hasn't used a Satyr Sphere clip on his little show for some time. And so I'm going to pimp this out like nobody's business to hopefully he will use me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 998 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, y'all, we're going to talk about Mr. Chekhov and Big Fatty being a sloth, and can you hear that? Hello, Tribbles! Big Fatty, that shows your age, that's for damn sure. Y'all, well, you know the trouble with Tribbles. Big Fatty, do we ever. Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., We are done. We are done with giving thanks. Yes, Big Fatty, please. And y'all, I'm telling you, the more and more I saw comments, y'all, Thanksgiving has become an obligation. I don't know that people get the true meaning out of it. And y'all, don't put yourself through all that, you know? And I mean, people, they gorge themselves, and y'all, then they complain about how full they are, and then the next day they complain about what a big dump they gotta have. Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios. They're turkey-flavored Cheerios, but we're having Cheerios. So, anyway, y'all, I meant to touch on this on Friday's little show, and y'all just forgot. I just pure damn forgot. But I was talking with the Vons. And the Vons was asking what Big Fatty was doing for Thanksgiving, for Spanksgiving, and I said I'm not doing anything. But y'all, that was by choice. That is what I wanted to do. The Vons, said she felt bad for me. And y'all, there was no reason to feel bad. And, you know, and she realized that as well. But because, y'all, I did what I wanted to do. Now, granted, I at one time had considered going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving and then coming back on Saturday. Because, y'all, I do not want to be in that Sunday traffic. You know, it's one of the busiest travel days of the year because everybody is doing their obligations. Y'all, that is some ham and cheese and potato soup. Y'all, Big Fatty made homemade ham and potato soup. And y'all, I gotta say, Big Fatty is not a good cook, but y'all, this shit's good. Got to say, this shit is good. And y'all, I found me a recipe on the intertubes, and y'all, I followed it step by step. Y'all, it's amazing that when you follow the recipes, the shit actually tastes good. Big Fatty, please don't let it happen again. Your body won't know what happened if you start eating good food instead of that crap you usually eat. So anyway, Big Fatty, y'all, I watched the Macy's the parade, and y'all, it is so commercialized now. Yes, it is a tradition, but y'all, it is not the same Macy's parade from that I remember as a child. You know, every balloon is nothing more than a billboard. It's nothing more than a billboard, and y'all, it's and you know these people that are singing, they're not really singing, And y'all, it is so scripted and all that it's just, it's changed. And not for the better, I might add. And y'all, quite frankly, on Big Fatty's bucket list was going to see the Macy's parade in person. And y'all, I'm not sure it's on the bucket list anymore. Big Fatty, please, can we speed up the bucket kicking? Not a problem. So, anyway, but, y'all, I had a lovely weekend, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, I was a pure tea sloth, most of the time. Y'all, I only had one gentleman caller. Thank goodness, Big Fatty, some people can rest at ease that you're not gonna have a full, stuffing report. Oh, poor Big Fatty. What did I do? Y'all, I've played this Oregon Trail, game. And y'all, I've enjoyed it. It's filled a little time, and it's a challenge, and I've enjoyed it. So I'm doing that, and y'all, it's a free application in the App Store. And y'all, I went through, and you heard me go through the paper and everything. But y'all, on Friday, y'all, I bought myself a Crema present. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely, y'all. They were having a block. Friday sale, and y'all, you know, I don't know if they have this in your area or not. Big Fatty, don't talk about their area, but, anyway, they had something called, what was it called? I wrote it down here so I wouldn't forget it. Big Fatty, where did you write it down? I forgot. Oh, here it is. Small Business Saturday. And y'all, you were supposed to, instead of going out to the Walmart or the Target or to that French store, the JCPenney, which I'm sure that Michael Sage has been to the flagship store because he's over there in Paris. And Michael, you could go ahead and send Big Fatty some Parisian chocolates or something like that. Do Parisians make good chocolates? I don't know. I know they make good wine because y'all, he's been drinking it like there's like it was vodka or something. But what was I saying? Oh, but so they encourage you to support small businesses, and y'all, you know, all the different big chains were having their mattress sales on Friday. But y'all, there's a little local store, and y'all, they were having a little they were selling the Sealy mattress. And y'all, I just talked to the Hatterina, and she had strictly by coincidence, she had said that people had always told her that the mattress in the love chamber that Big Fatty uses when he is in Atlanta was a Sealy mattress, and people just rave because that's the visitor's bedroom, the guest bedroom. And, y'all, it is, it's nice enough, but so y'all, but the local business, they sold the Sealy. So they were having the Black Friday sale, and y'all, so I went in there, and I just walked right in, and y'all, there was a nice man there, an older gentleman. He was probably, in his late 40s. Big Fatty, that's chicken for you. All right, well, he wasn't as old as Big Fatty, but y'all, I said, I'm here to see the Black Friday sales, and y'all, they have, you know, that you cannot compare, you cannot mattress shop, you cannot compare mattresses from one store to another. Oh, dear Gussie. And so y'all, he says, well, here's one over here that is on the block, and he did not say it that way, but y'all, I almost corrected him, but I didn't. And it was the Trump, and y'all, I thought, you know, well, Lord, if you lay on the Trump signature mattress, your hair will probably look like that crazy you're fired man. Big Fatty, you're crazy enough without his hair. You don't have any hair anyway. I said, well, now tell me what, you know, Black Friday aside, tell me what the best deal in the store is on the mattresses. And he goes, well, I tell you, this one over here, it is the top of the line. It is the top line of the Sealy mattresses. It wasn't the top of the line. He says, you can get this mattress. And y'all, I had no idea. Y'all, it's probably been 20 years since I had a mattress. That's no joke. Big Freddy, we didn't laugh. We didn't think it was a joke. You can get this mattress firm on one side and soft on the other. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. Or you can get it soft on both sides, or you can get it firm on both sides. And they'll order it however you want it. And y'all, I laid on the soft and I said, no, no, I like it hard. Big Freddy, please don't be vulgar. And so I laid on the hard side and y'all liked it. And I said, well, all right, show me some of these others that are on the Black Friday. And y'all, he did. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to go back and lay on that that top of the line again. And y'all, the mattress and box springs, the total retail for this was $2,400. And y'all, Big Fatty is not going to spend $2,400. I don't care how good it is. I am not spending $2,400 on a mattress. And it is the end of the model year. Y'all, it sounds like you're buying a car, and you might as well, because y'all, this mattress was the price of a car back when Big Fatty was more. Actually, this mattress costs more than the car costs when Big Fatty was But the mattress and the box springs, I asked him a lot of questions, and I laid there, and it was quite comfortable, and I was very pleased with it. And y'all, it had they normally sell it for $1,900, $1,905 and some pocket change, I believe. they had marked it down to $1,249, and y'all, I'm sorry, $1,299. And that was the full price. It was not per piece. That was the total price. And he says, and Black Friday, we will offer you free delivery and set up and removal of your old soiled mattress and box spring. Y'all, he has no idea how soiled it is. But y'all, they'll have to they'll have to send a hazmat team in, it comes with a 20-year warranty, and the others only had a 10-year warranty. Even though they tell you to change your mattress every 8 years, so I'm not sure what good a 20-year warranty is, other than Big Fatty keeps mattresses for 20 years. But y'all, if I keep this mattress for 20 years, I'll be 75 years old. Big Fatty, no one's surprised by that. And y'all, it is a non-flip. And it you just rotate it. You're Big Freddy, please. But they've ordered it. And it'll come in, and then they will deliver it to me, I think, on the and I'm in no hurry. I think that they are going to deliver it on the 8th of December. So that's my Crema present for myself. And y'all, then I... they have this restaurant here in Charleston called the Cane's Chicken Fingers. And y'all, these are chickens actually don't have fingers, it's the chicken bazooms that they cut, and they call them fingers, but they're not real fingers. There are no nails involved or joints or even fingerprints. And y'all, it comes with the French fried potatoes and the Texas toast and the coleslaw, which of course is made with mayonnaise. So I was vulgar. So y'all, they had sent me an e-letter saying, Big Freddy, we are giving you a gift. And y'all, if you bought one of these, chicken finger boxes. It had four chicken fingers, and I had requested extra French fried potatoes the Texas toast. Then they would give you one for free, and it came with the Coca-Cola also. And y'all, it was $7.50, and I got two of those for $7.50. Well, y'all, I ate all the French fried potatoes out of one of them, and I had three of the four chicken fingers and the piece of bread. Y'all, it's full. So I put the other chicken finger in the other box and put it in the refrigerator. Y'all, they gave me two drinks. I asked, can you just give me one gigantic cup instead of two mediums? Yes, McReady, we'll do it. And so we did that, and... And, y'all, then I brought the other one home, and I reheated. Y'all, I had two more meals off of that. So, y'all, I had three meals for $7.50. Y'all, you can't beat it. You just can't beat it. I'm just telling you. So, anyway. And, y'all, then I got a, you know, today, the 28th of November, is what they call it Cyber Monday. And, y'all, I believe that this is the day that everybody goes and looks at porn. I'm not sure, but I think there is a requirement that if you have a computer, you must look at porn on Cyber Monday. Anyway, y'all, get on it, Big Freddy, please. But y'all, another thing I've got to tell you. I did a lot of sleeping over the weekend, and y'all, I'm telling you, Big Fatty is fucked up. He is totally fucked up. Y'all, I had a dream. I had a dream that Mr. Chekhov, was it Chekhov? Yeah, Mr. Chekhov, from the Star Trek, I dreamed that he was a former coal miner. And y'all, they decided that they were going to honor him by putting up a plaque on a catering kitchen here at the coal mine. And y'all, if any of you have a degree in psychology or can understand dreams, y'all, if you could tell me why I would dream that Mr. Chekhov was a former coal miner and he was being honored by a bronze plaque on a catering kitchen. If you could just let me know what that means, or even if you don't have any fucking idea what dreams mean, y'all just make something up. Just say, oh yes, McFaddy, I am an expert. And you know, old lurker Bacon, y'all, she better get me come up with something. And y'all, I am sure that there's photographic evidence that will be posted over at the lodge by that Kim Beaver. Y'all, at the unveiling, y'all, you just know it's gonna happen. You know as much as Kris Kringle is gonna be coming. Big Freddy, don't talk about Santa coming. Y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, there were three cards in there, and I think two of them are Crema cards, but y'all, I don't think I'm going to have time to open those today, but y'all, one is an orange card, and it was mailed on the 8th of November, and y'all, I just got it on, oh dear Gussie, I'm definitely not going to have time to open the Crema cards, we'll do that tomorrow, but y'all, I'm guessing since it's an orange card, it might be a Thanksgiving card. And y'all, I'm gonna just, oh no, Big Freddy, it is not a Thanksgiving card. You're just gonna have to save that. All right, well, we'll just save that and open it tomorrow, too. Big Freddy, you are retarded. Perhaps you need to go and ask Mr. Chekhov for some help. So y'all, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all went by the Vons East because y'all, they had the $10 off the $50 gas card. And y'all, I needed the ingredients for the potato soup. And y'all, I just bought all kinds of other good stuff. And I got some of this, and I got some. Big Freddy, please return to your seat.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.